Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hi, I'm Kay Maguire. I'm the reviews editor on Gardener's World magazine and gardenersworld.com. And today I'm going to be talking to you about sowing parsley. It feels like parsley was once the only herb we knew in this country, a little curly sprig that was the finishing touch to a plate if you wanted to make a dish look a bit more interesting or exotic. But parsley's so much more than a garnish. It's surprisingly good for us. It's rich in iron and vitamins A, C and K, and it's widely used in Middle Eastern and European cooking. It's lovely in a traditional white sauce, but is definitely worth adding to omelettes, sprinkling over soups and pasta, in garlic butter, and even simply chopped through a salad. We discovered this on holiday in Turkey, when every delicious salad had a bunch of parsley chopped through it as if it were another salad leaf like rocket, and I've been using it in salads ever since. It brings a fresh, tangy flavour, particularly if the leaves are just picked, rather than out of those small plastic bags you get from the supermarket. Parsley is a great value herb to grow from seed. You usually get hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds for just a couple of pounds, and there are two different types to choose from. In cooking, I prefer the frilly, curly leaf type. It's easy to chop and looks good, and moss curled is a great variety to grow. It produces robust little plants about 30 centimetres high and is readily available to buy as seed. Curlina is a tight, compact variety that's ideal for pots, and Lisette is another curly variety with leaves a little looser than moss curled, but with long, upright stems that make it great for growing in rows in the ground. I think the leaves are a little tougher for a salad, so I tend to go for the flat or plain leaf type if I'm using lots of it raw. My favourite variety of this is Giant of Naples, or Gigante di Napoli, which has large leaves and an even larger pungent flavour. You'll really notice it in a salad. The plants are big too, so it does take longer to harvest than other types. Most parsley, though, takes 2 to 3 months from germination to harvest, and it's very easy to grow. Parsley seeds are quite fine, and like other umbels, it doesn't like having its roots disturbed, so I'd recommend sowing your parsley where you plan to grow it, whether that's directly in the ground or in a pot. It's also a biennial, so it grows just leaves in its first year, and then flowers and set seeds the next. Outside, it dies down in the winter, although you can either protect it with cloches or bring it indoors in pots and grow it on a sunny windowsill. If you're growing it outside, you can sow seeds directly into the ground from about March and sow your seed about a centimetre deep and in rows 15 centimetres apart. It's easiest to just sprinkle them along the row and then thin out the seedlings once they've got their true leaves to 15 centimetres apart. But don't chuck the thinnings on the compost heap. You can eat them in salads or as micro leaves instead. Indoors in the warm, you can sow into pots earlier in late winter. And again, simply scatter the seeds across the surface of your compost and then sprinkle a centimetre layer of compost over the top and water them gently in. Parsley prefers a rich, damp soil or compost, so don't let it dry out, and add some organic matter before sowing in the ground if it needs it, and choose a good quality potting compost. It likes a partially shady spot. Avoid acidic soils, which it doesn't like, and look out for slugs and snails, which like munching on young parsley seedlings. Otherwise, it's pretty trouble-free. Yellowing leaves can be an issue if you over or underwater plants, so try to keep moisture levels at a constant and give them an occasional nitrogen or seaweed feed to give leaves a boost. Germination can be quite slow, but warmth and keeping soil or compost damp will help to speed this up. Once it's ready to start picking, harvest plants regularly, nipping out a few leaves evenly across each plant to keep them healthy and compact. And make sure to wash curly varieties carefully, as soil can easily get trapped in the leaves. If you can't keep up with your parsley harvest and have too much to use, or you want to preserve your leaves, you can dry it, although this is a bit fiddly, and it loses some of the intensity of its flavour. Easiest is to chop up the leaves and freeze them, either in bags or in ice cube trays for portion-sized servings whenever you need it. Parsley is a brilliantly easy and productive herb to grow, and it's definitely worth having a fresh supply to stir through dishes and chop through salads all year round.
Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens Entry Garden Guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.